A story about one of the darkest chapters in Native American history is being given a global platform. Killers of the Flower Moon is a book by David Gran about a series of brutal murders that took place in Oklahoma in the 1920s, targeting Osage people for their money. Now it's become a film by Martin Scorsese. It premiered at the Cannes Film Festival this week, and those who worked on the movie hope it can mark a turning point for how Native people are treated on screen. Allison Herrera from Member Station KOSU reports from Cannes.
Les Indiens Osage.
It's not every day that you see indigenous people, Osage people, own the red carpet at the Cannes International Film Festival. Some wearing clothes that highlight indigenous fashion designers, and others wearing traditional dress. While rock music blared over the French MC, the Osage delegation who attended were captured by a sea of cameras. Dr. Moira Redcorn, who was an extra in the film, wore a traditional Osage blanket made by her mother. She said the attention didn't faze her.
I guess it didn't feel weird to me. You know, it felt like natural, like, oh, of course we should be here.
But the large indigenous cast that makes up Killers of the Flower Moon is rare. It's even more unusual to see them take over a space historically dominated by white actors. And when the film screening ended, it received a 9-minute standing ovation.
The first probably 30 minutes, I was like, oh, there's so-and-so. Oh, there's so-and-so. Oh, there's my cousin. There's da-da-da. After that died down a little bit and they went to more of this pace of the characters and the murders, it was haunting, but it wasn't gratuitous.
The story is driven by the portrayals of Molly and Ernest Burkhart. Molly's Osage and has oil wealth. In order to obtain that wealth, Ernest slowly poisons her at the behest of his uncle, a white Texas cattleman who masterminded many of the murders. Osage citizens say this story deserves attention.
It was hard to watch. I mean, it was hard to watch because, you know, my great-grandfather was poisoned and my dad never knew him.
That's Yancey Redcorn, Moira's brother. In the movie, he plays the Osage Principal Chief Bonnie Castle, who led the tribal nation in the early 1920s. He was there because he liked the way the story was told.
I was really impressed how Marty and his crew really got into the culture and really asked the right people to, starting off with the chief and then asking the right people to be involved.
Martin Scorsese did get people involved. The film had Osage art directors, cinematographers, makeup artists. He met with Osage citizens in the Gray Horse community near Fairfax, Oklahoma, where many of the murders took place. Based on that meeting, he changed the story from a movie about the birth of the FBI to one that centered on the trust Osage citizens placed on their white neighbors and the federal government and the betrayal of that trust. Here's Scorsese.
I learned about the people themselves. And the stories, and they're all related to each other, and there's still relations, and there's still issues, and so-and-so was in love. No, he wasn't. Yes, she was. No, and it goes on like that. And I said, well, there's the story.
He and his producer worked with the Osage Language Department to be accurate. Indeed, Lily Gladstone, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Robert De Niro all speak Osage in the movie. Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear said it was impressive to hear.
We get our own conceptions, preconceptions about what is involved and maybe think it, oh, well, Bob De Niro just wakes up and naturally everything comes right out. But these are very hardworking people.
Kara Jade Myers plays Anna Brown.
I've been on sets before and you walk in there and you're the only Native. And then literally you're the cultural consultant, you're like the fact checker, they expect you to know everything.
We're always, a little hesitant, right?
Actor Tatanka Means plays the Native FBI agent John Wren. He says the experience working on this film was different.
Martin Scorsese, I feel like, laid down new foundation here that I hope other filmmakers take into consideration. I hope other studios take into consideration and writers is go to the community, go to the people, speak with them, and, work with them. That's big.
For the Osage, the movie is big. But more importantly, they want people to know they're not relics. As the film comes out this fall, the tribal nation will have its own message. We are Wajaji always. They're still here, and they're thriving. For NPR News, I'm Allison Herrera in Cannes, France.